I don't want to do the whole awkward acknowledging of the fact that it's been a while since I have uploaded an episode, but let's just say this. I went to pull out the microphone and turns out that it's not working anymore. So I am going to raw this process, and if I decide to move forward with it, then I will purchase another microphone. But for now, we're just gonna have to do it old school style. Now, over the weekend, I was actually with some old friends and I was engaging in some good storytelling. I was telling them about how a few months back, I was like, yes, like going through it, and I was outside of a Popeyes eating a combo and the biscuit actually got stuck in my throat because I was crying. It was raining outside. Yes. And my friend said, you know what? You're so good at story, because I am. And they say, why are you not doing your podcast again? Right. And so thank you guys. You both know who you are. And I am restarting this process because they reminded me of this project that grew, right, of so much love. And so for this episode, I kind of wanted to do an interesting topic, also something that I get asked a lot, and it is Halloween. So I am going to be talking about the misconceptions of tarot reading and witchcraft, manifestations, and astrology. Don't necessarily think that it's very scary stuff, but it's definitely interesting. So let's get right to it. So the biggest question that people have for me is, what religion do I exactly practice? A lot of the times people hear me talk about tarot and my love for witches, and this makes people automatically assume that I'm on the floor drawing pentagrams with chalk, and I'm like doing chants in the middle of the woods and, you know, summoning spirits. And it's nothing like that. Yes, I do love the concept of witches. I mean, everybody that knows me knows that Suspiria by Dario Argento and Rosemary's Baby. I'm not going to say the name of the director because he's canceled. But yes, Rosemary's Baby, those are two of my favorite movies. Now, why are they my favorite movies? Well, I mean, the idea that people, especially women, in regular clothes and with regular jobs can be these powerful beings is so intriguing to me. I mean, especially women, right? Women's stories matter. And so I am interested again in that, just that power, that feminine, that, you know, the craft when they're in the middle of the ocean and they're, you know, chanting, and it's just so iconic. And I mean, Ginger Snaps, for example, right? It's not a movie about witch, or, I mean, she turns into a werewolf, but it's just about this, about women being like empowering. And I mean, you also have Jennifer's Body. So I love horror movies or any movie that shows the amount of power that a female can have, right? Especially when it is at the expense of men. Well, that is a joke, right? But yeah, no, I am totally not doing crazy stuff like that, you know. But my religion is simple. I believe in a higher power, but I also believe in ancestors. I believe in saints. I believe in spirits and angels. I mean, all those things, that list right there, that's basically Catholicism. So for anybody that knows, you know, you walked into a Mexican church and it's like they have 100 different saints overlooking you, right? And so I am highly faithful to the practices and the rituals that I believe will honor those that I worship. And so I live my life in a manner that is aligned with the karmatic values that I believe in. Now, to summarize this, I basically just do candle work and journaling and prayer. That's it. And people, I know people think that there's like voodoo dolls, or I have pictures, or there's some sinister, magic going on, and it's nothing like that. I mean, that does exist, of course. That is something that I believe in. I do not inflict pain or chaos in anybody's life. I prefer to keep my rituals strictly for self-growth. But even then, when I share this with people, they of course get weirded out or become cautious, or they automatically make assumptions. I don't blame them. I mean, for centuries, religion has been a common problematic theme among different civilizations. I can't sit here and speak about these issues because I respect the freedom of religion, but I can say that oftentimes miseducation creates fear, right? Now, let's take, for example, tarot cards, which today are associated with, of course, reading the future and the devil. But actually, their purpose was not that. You know, Tim Husband actually wrote an article in 2016 for The Med in which he talks about the history of tarot cards. Now, tarot cards were actually meant to be a game of trick, and what we know today of them only became a thing in the 19th century, when followers of the occult and mysticism began to use them for divination purposes. So when I ask people if they want me to read their cards, their most common response is, I want to, but I'm scared. Or isn't it bad luck? Or I think that's the devil stuff. I try to be understanding, but my biggest question is, well, wouldn't you also think that bad luck is always talking behind your coworker's back? Or wouldn't you also think that when you go to the grocery, how do you decide that when the cashier cashes you out and you're walking to your car, and the way that you decided to keep walking to your car when you notice that they forgot to charge you for the sodas that were sitting under your cart and you still put them into your car? Wouldn't you think that that is bad luck? But you do it, right? And I think that we are more comfortable with the things that we do because there is no imagery associated with it. Now, tarot cards have an overwhelming amount of images that can be scary, and right? And when you're in the middle of the parking lot with your free sodas, it's not really scary because in a way you're gaining something. But again, I could make that argument that there is some bad luck involved in there, right? Because those sodas were meant to be a transaction and you did not fulfill that. And so I promise you that if you're already an intuitive person, you probably don't even need tarot cards. Tarot reading is simply meant to confirm your intuition. That's it. The idea that you already have in your head, it's just meant to bring peace to your heart. So who confirms this intuition? That's the interesting part, right? That is the part where I get where people get comfortable with. So a lot of people believe that who picks out those cards are spirits, right? And that can be scary. I'm actually sitting down, the lights are off, and when I'm saying this, I'm kind of like, well, who are those spirits? I don't know if people have seen the movie Talk to Me. It's actually one of my favorite movies. And she, every time they go in for the hand, it's a different spirit. Spoiler alert, right? And so that is the way that some people think that tarot reading works, right? But I believe that it is our ancestors, right? It is those that have gone on by and who are helping us and guiding us, or the spirits of those that guide the person that I'm reading for. Now, I can see how that seems scary, but for Latino culture, right, it's like if you already celebrate Dia de los Muertos, you are technically connecting with spirits and ancestors. You are doing ancestral work. I mean, who do you think is showing up to eat that stale bread, that sour mandarin, that nasty water you left out for a day? Like, who do you think is coming to come and get that? But I do think that it is interesting that suddenly we have so many people interested in tarot reading, astrology, and manifestations. And it made me wonder, like, what happened within these past years? For sure, millennials and Gen Z are distancing themselves from institutions, and of course, one of them being the church. The less connected, and I don't want to say brainwashed, but the less influenced that people are by old beliefs, the more that they are willing to embrace the practices that for so long shamed, you know, the people that used to engage in them. One of my favorite painters, actually, Francisco Goya, has a painting called Witch's Sabbath. And if you look it up, you are probably going to be a bit disturbed. You're going to be like, why is she, you know, why is this her favorite painting, right? She just told us that she likes witches. I mean, it shouldn't come as a surprise. But one of the reasons, besides the fact that, of course, Goya is such an iconic painter, you will find out that he did this as a protest against the Spanish, the church, those who use witches as a means of fear. And Goya was a visionary. He understood that fear often keeps us immobilized, right? And as a society, that can be extremely dangerous. You can't stay stuck. To be at a standpoint while everything around you is changing is not the correct way to go about things, right? And history can tell us that this is, if you look at the conflicts that have happened, you can always see that in some sort of way, it is because one group is at a standpoint and the other group has advanced ideologies. And so for me, it brings me peace knowing that people are embracing all these ideologies. Like, for example, astrology. I mean, as someone who goes to therapy, I, of course, 100% encourage that. But if you want to read your birth chart to know why you have a difficult time connecting with your mother-in-law, whose sun sign is in Cancer and their moon sign is in Leo, then for all means, go ahead. Now, all my Lana Del Rey fans, if you know, you know what I just said. But I mean, our ancestors used to sacrifice people in the name of the sun. So if the worst thing that girls can do is sit in the room and pop open an astrology chart app, then let them be, right? As long as there is an understanding that these are meant to be guides and not tools. You cannot judge someone based on their horoscope. I mean, do we want to? Yes, of course. We all know a Gemini we don't like because maybe one day they show up and they're cold and the other day they show up and they're hot. And so you never know what you're going to get, right? But the point is that we should embrace practices that could have a positive impact on our life or that could help us navigate it better. I mean, look at manifestation. I think that manifestation is honestly one of the most beautiful concepts that this world has to offer us. The idea that if we want something so bad, the universe will help us receive that. That is beautiful. Now, these are the words, loosely, of course, of Paulo Coelho in his book, The Alchemist. It's funny because when people think of manifestation, they think of The Secret, right? But my mind always goes to The Alchemist. I will always swear by that book. Every time I'm going through a transitional period or I am trying to manifest change in my life, I pick up The Alchemist. I mean, we have all seen that picture of Bill Clinton in the White House reading the book. Madonna's also hold the book. It's funny because back then the idea of manifestation seemed like a silly practice, right? Some hoodoo, like knowledge, like you almost were seen as you were like in Scientology. If you told people that you believed in manifestation, in all that, people looked at you weird. They're like, you're a weird person, right? And so to see people be so open now, it really is amazing. I mean, people who believed in this sort of things were seen as stupid. Like, work hard. Why are you doodling in your journal how much you want that job, right? That's what people used to think. But as the years have gone by, and again, norms have changed, it has become more common to hear someone say, oh, I'm manifesting it, right? I'm manifesting it. And a lot of the times, it can be hard to be in that process, in that constant mental state. And everybody has their own beliefs when it comes to manifestation. But it is so beautiful to me that deep within us, we can have that power to create such a beautiful life. And most importantly, the life that we deserve, right? And the life that we want, because everybody deserves to have a beautiful life. So for me, when someone tells me I'm manifesting, I'm like, go for it. Doodle the life that you want in that journal. Speak into existence that life that you want. Oh, you want an Audi? Get that Audi, girl. You want a big house? Get that big house. You're gonna get that man. Now, this is when it gets a little weird, because I feel like you shouldn't manifest people. I really do, because I feel like it's a little bit unethical. But girls still do it, right? Maybe guys do it too. We have that power within us. So thank in advance for the present. Thank in advance for that job. Thank in advance for that acceptance to that school. You are truly the luckiest person in the world. Just the fact that you're standing here right now, you're breathing the air, you are in the moment, you can feel your body. You're the luckiest person in the world just for that. And once you know that, I feel like life returns that to you, right? But you also have to understand that if a manifestation does not happen, it could be because your judgment and your desires are clouded, right? By momentary needs. Oh, I want that. Well, do you really want that? Or is it your ego that wants that, right? And so the universe doesn't work that way. But I kind of don't want to get into that, because I feel like this is not Oprah soul, you know, podcast. I'm just trying to keep it like cute. It wasn't scary at all, but maybe more educational. Next time someone talks about tarot reading, maybe respond with, I'd rather let my own intuition guide me, instead of saying it's stuff from the devil, or you know, I think it's bad luck. I think it's a little bit rude. I mean, maybe I'm being biased because I do tarot readings, but embrace those witch movies, right? And look beyond the magic, look beyond the scary part, and understand the concept. Observe how society has feared powerful people, but most importantly, powerful women, right? Who do not conform to society norms. And again, some of my favorite witch movies are, I mean, of course, Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary's Baby has got to be one of my favorite all-time movies. The colors. Mia Farrow is such an amazing actress. And the story, again, anybody that knows me knows that I love a good storyline of witches wearing regular clothes, because it's true. It is true. At least I believe that, right? It's giving Eyes Wide Shut. But that's another thing. But so Rosemary's Baby, the colors, the music. Polanski is obviously, he's canceled. We don't like him. We hate him. But that movie is amazing. The Craft, of course, is such a night, like it's an iconic movie. I love it. The Witch, beautiful movie as well. Hereditary. A lot of people may not consider that a witch movie, but it is a witch movie. In my eyes, it's a witch movie. I mean, the grandma possessed Charlie's body. Charlie was gone. From the get-go, Charlie was gone. You know, the grandma, and the grandma did that. From her cold to her witch, and yeah. So Hereditary, of course, is another one, and Suspiria. I know I said Dario Argento, and respect to him, right? But the Luca Galliano one, I mean, of course, is amazing to me, with Dakota Johnson and the music of Thom Yorke. I'm sorry, I love witches, and whoever feels bothered by that, I feel like you guys don't support the women movement, and I'm sorry for you. I just want to say how glad I am to be back. Again, I am so, I do think that everything happens for a reason. And we go back to universe, right? How I was reconnecting with this old friends, and they reminded me of this project that I had. They reminded me of this passion that I had. And so I am glad to be back. I hope I can continue to do episodes. I hope it's not a comeback and then go missing for 2-3 more years. But I thank you so much, guys, and hopefully we'll see each other in the next episode. Mm-hmm.